Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show. Presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Now from the Hyundai of West Dallas Postgame Studios. Here's the franchise. Tim Allen and Bill Baby Tausch Schmid.
It is a final from Miller Park. And once again, the results are not good. The Brewers fall to the L.A. Dodgers, 5-3, the final. And welcome, everybody, to the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Tim Allen, Baby Tausch, Bill Schmid, and a 5-3. Well, it was, again, like last night, it was a good game for the bulk of the game. Really was. It was two high-end teams going at it, and then all of a sudden, the game hit a standstill, and the Dodgers, tough outs, man. If you learned anything from this series or the last series or the series last year, the three of them, you learn that the Dodgers are a tough out, man. How do you win that battle? You gotta pitch better. That's what you need to do. And you gotta put up some runs, put some pressure on those guys. You gotta get some traffic on the base paths. But a rough night for Josh Hader. Wow. He's not going to be perfect throughout the 2019 campaign. Nobody is. But that was a rough one. An 0-2, two-out, three-run home run in the eighth inning from Kike Hernandez, who continues to do well against the Brewers. Wow.
A tough situation when you just lie in the weeds waiting. And like you said, Kike picked his spot well. I mean, it was up in the zone, could have been a little bit higher in the zone, but you're trying to test your stuff against one of the guys that, like you said, he's battled y'all last 2-3 years.
He has, and these Dodgers will battle you. I don't know how many foul balls you got to have, but each at-bat was a battle for this Brewers pitching staff, and they went through a ton of pitchers again. Claudio and Guerra and Wilson and Hader and Hart. Chacin, not bad, 5 innings, a 2-run ball. Yelich does it again as he hits his 11th home run on the year, knocks in his 28th and 29th runs. Lorenzo Cain with career hit number 1,000. That was in that 2-run first inning. So things were good for a while there. This is a huge game for the Brewers, and now you're trying to get through tomorrow with a quasi-bullpen game, right? I mean, I would assume it's Chase Anderson. We'll find out here as the show moves along. But Chase Anderson, I think there are some pitchers that you can go to for multi-innings, but then you got to deal with Monday. So a rough stretch for the Brewers here, and Dodgers, just a good baseball team. They just are. I want to get your reaction here. 36,776 at Miller Park. Nice crowd on a Friday night. But the result's not good. Eric Thames did have a home run as well. There's your game recap. It's as simple as that. Eighth inning. The walks are going to kill you, first of all. That has got to come down. 8 or 9 walks. I think 8 walks. And then you throw in the ninth, one intentional walk there in the ninth inning for Hart. But 799-1250. When it gets a reaction on this baseball game, as the Brewers now fall, third consecutive loss. They're now 12-9 and still trying to right the ship here. Not playing great baseball. Pat Murphy, the Brewers bench coach, just a couple of days ago told us that despite the record, the team's not playing all that great, and that continued a little bit both last night and tonight. But again, at times you gotta tip your cap to the other guys. I'm wondering what this team needs right now. They certainly need a win. A win would cure a lot. Just, and we all know how the season can, or the at least time frame can shift on a victory. Tonight would have been one of those nights for sure. You get the series back to a game apiece, two to play. You got the weekend, but they don't do that. there's still a couple of games left in this weekend series, but there's a couple of things in my book that this team needs right now, and I'll start with health. One of them is get healthy. That's a good way to start right there. Little bit beat up. They're kind of scattered in a way, and it's to no fault of the organization or of Craig Counsell or of David Stearns, but a little scattered because of injuries. Injuries have really, the Freddie Peralta, I didn't think it was that huge of a deal. It's looking more and more like a bigger injury.
Well, it's magnified when Corbin Burns can't keep the ball in the ballpark. You have to make a move with Corbin Burns. You were forced to do that today. And with Freddie Peralta down, you were pretty limited and hamstrung in the situations that you could go to, who you could count on.
Jeremy Jeffress, just on the mend, so you have that. But you do have some injuries that are playing a part. And then you have slumps and struggles. And Shaw, Braun, and Zeus, a big part of that. You sit there and you got to chase runs every game. Man, that's tough. That's a tough way to play baseball when you're behind the eight ball. In this case, they weren't. They were up 2-0. You just didn't tack on from that point. The pitching was decent enough, collectively. All told, the pitching was just like last night. We talked about the same thing. Despite Albers bumping the road in the sixth inning, collectively, if you grade the pitching last night, they pitched pretty good. They got hit on for 3 runs in 1 inning and lost the baseball game. Here, their pitching hung tough outside of one swing of the bat. And again, these games are awesome through the bulk of these games. Really entertaining, high-end, elite player against elite player type of baseball games.
Yeah, that's all well and good. I had no fun watching this game tonight.
Who didn't pump their fist when Hader struck out Bellinger in that battle in the seventh inning with the bases loaded? Game on the line, tie ball game. That's the part of the fun part of the ball game. Then after that, it was an 0-2 fastball. I'd have picked the slider. That's where I'd have went on that one. I would have buried one, told Grandal to knock it down. I would have wasted a pitch right there, see if Hernandez was a little bit too juiced up for the fastball. And we're seeing that, as we've talked about, that Josh Hader's not going to be perfect. There's one need, get a little bit healthier. Another need. So you can deploy Josh Hader in the way you want him, you're going to have to get a closer. Now, in this case, this is the way you would have played him had you had a closer, correct?
Yes and no. You weren't winning the game, and that's what they had done all last year. You had a lead when you would bring in Josh Hader.
Right, and this time you were tied. So I think still they would have deployed Josh Hader the way they did tonight, even if you had Jeremy Jeffress or a Corey Knebel back there closing games. But at this point, so you can utilize him not as many pitches or as many outs in one outing, I think a closer is probably in pretty high demand in my book. I won't say probably. I think it is in high demand in my book. That way you can bust him out in the sixth instead of waiting and waiting and playing the waiting game. And they got through it. They did. I mean, they had Alex Claudio for an inning and a third. So he did his job. Junior Guerra comes in, gets an out. I mean, so they were trying to bridge the gap to Hader. And you could tell Hader not pitching since Monday. You could tell what Craig Counsell was trying to do. And that was just get through to Hader somewhere late in the game. If you have a closer, I think there's less pressure to do that. So whether that's Kimbrel or whether that's Jeremy Jeffress or whether that's somebody else stepping up, that's a need I see. The other need is for the other three guys offensively to get going. And there's not much you can do about that right now. You let them the only way to get out of a slump is to swing your way out. It's what you have to do. 799-1250 as the Brewers fall on this one, a heartbreak. Josh Hader, 3-run home run given up to Kike Hernandez in the eighth inning with 2 outs and 2 strikes. Might have been the low point, is that fair to say? The low moment thus far in 2019?
Oh, yeah. Wind was completely taken out of the sails. I mean, right away. You see him go upstairs on that ball, high in the zone, reach back, and a bench dude. Kike is a rotational player.
Yeah.
Takes Josh Hader deep for a game winner. I mean, I hate the old adage, you tip your cap, but guy caught up to a 96-mile-an-hour fastball from the best reliever in the game.
What
is what it is.
That's what happened.
That's baseball.
What do you think this team needs right now? And again, I don't think wholesale changes. I really don't.
I think a day off would do this team very well.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think a day off would do this team real well. You've now gone through the last week where you lose Freddie Peralta due to injury / poor performance. You lose Corbin Burnes today due to poor performance. You need a day off to regroup and figure out exactly where you're at.
Yeah, and you're not going to get one of those until Thursday of next week. So you still have 5 games left before you get that much-needed day off. Is Hauser going to pitch on Monday? There's another issue that's thrown out there that I would think he is. I mean, there's a chance that maybe he's in town over the weekend here. I would maybe venture a guess, but we'll see.
I don't know
if
you can risk having him go before Monday. You need him bad on Monday.
Yeah, well, you could push Chase, I guess, would be the only change. Hauser was supposed to pitch, what, today? I think he was scratched today or yesterday.
Yes, today, I believe.
Okay. 799-1250. The needs are there for this team, yet they're still 12-9. There's still a bounce-back victory away from taking the whole perception in a different direction. But your thoughts on this one, are you kidding me, moment of the game in this one, easy. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, a company you can trust. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. That's the seventh inning. I should say eighth inning. Two-run home run. Three-run home run. Two walks by Hader. And that's walks are going to get you in trouble, man. I don't know if it's a little bout of wildness here or if it's just really, really good professional at-bats by Dodgers hitters. I'm trying to figure that one out. Because I don't have a ton of patience with walks.
Never have. Never will.
Once in a while, a guy battles you, and he's fouling off your strikeout pitch with two strikes, and he goes 7 or 8 pitches. I get that once in a while. But, I mean, I'm supposed to defend 9 walks in this game, and 2 of them by Josh Hader that set the table for that. You had Thames come back with a home run. I mean, if he gives up a solo shot, fine. They've always said solo shot, they don't hurt you that bad. It's the 2- and 3-run homers that really get you, and the walks set it up for Josh Hader in this one. 799-1250. What do they need? They need health in my book, and they need a closer. The closer, I think, is the most important need on this team right now, and I know that sounds weird. It does sound weird because of the situation of the rotation. You've got it in flux. You do. You would love to have a veteran to throw in there. Okay, fine. Hauser, I'm fine with giving him a shot. You had no problem with that. I'm fine with using Chase Anderson as your veteran-type guy to go in there and pick up the slack a little bit. But I need Josh Hader deployed like he was last year. And this year, to this point, hasn't been. Today he was. Regardless of whether Knebel was healthy or Kimbrel was in the back end of this bullpen, they would have utilized Josh Hader probably the same way they did today in a 2-2 ball game. So this one, you can't cite this as an example. But overall, this season, would love to have a lockdown closer. Everybody would. I get it. Would love to have a lockdown closer just for the mere fact you can get Josh Hader into a more comfort zone and use him and roll with the mojo. And does he go 2 tonight? Does he go 2 1/3, an inning and 2/3, just the 1 inning, save him for the series later on? Those types of things. I think arguably, maybe not even that, he's the best reliever in the game. Right? Still after tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. He's still the most dynamic, electrifying player in the game.
I'd like to use him in just a way that they used him last year, and that may not be possible if you don't get a closer. We'll take your reaction here after a crushing. Yeah, I'll call this a crusher. Defeat here, 5-3, the final. Baby Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Tim Allen, Baby Tausch, Bill Schmid here in the Hyundai of West Allis postgame studios on The Fan.
In every game, there's a moment when you say to yourself, are you kidding me? Here's the Gene Wagner Plumbing, are you kidding me? Moment of the game a company you can trust. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com.
Worth mentioning again, I guess. Are you kidding me? Josh Hader, we're not going to see this very often, so don't plan on seeing this too many times. And that's a three-run home run in the eighth inning off Josh Hader. It's going to be extremely rare. Are you kidding me? That's the difference in the ball game tonight as the Brewers fall 5-3. What is the need right now? Because there's a little something. Okay, how about this? We should have started with this need, and that is a simple win. Okay? Just get the win. That's a need. I'm good with that.
There could be another thing that works.
So does a swift kick in the ass.
Could be.
That could work, too.
That could. 799-1250. Eric, leaving Miller Park. You're on the fan. What's happening?
How you guys doing?
Been better.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of agree with you. What this team needs to be healthier. I think a big part of that will be getting Jimmy Nelson back. And I think we could use an addition, either a Kimbrel or a Kugel, a Keuchel. I kind of lead towards that one because I think it gives you more options. I know they're dead set on making Burns a starter, but he was effective out of the pen last year. And if you add Keuchel and you get Jimmy Nelson back, there's room to put him back out there. That gives your bullpen a lot more depth.
Then who's going to close games?
I think you just got to help Jeffress bounce back to form. And if he doesn't, then you have to look at turning that role over to Hader.
Yeah, and that's the tough part. That really is. Okay, health is on his list as well. Keuchel's on his list.
Mm-hmm.
799-1250.
Both are good options.
They are
both
good options.
Like.
Yeah.
I get where you're at with wanting Hader back in the role that he was last year because it's so vital being able to be. I mean, people bring it up to Andrew Miller because he was the first to kind of jump on the scene and dominate out of the role where you use him at any point in time. Man, if Josh is doing what he's been doing all year long outside of tonight, dominating people with one pitch in that ninth inning, he could be the next great closer in baseball.
Could. But he's such a game changer in terms of not just the production you get, the scientific, you know, one and a third.
So is Mariano Rivera.
One hit. He is. But you have to get there. I think he's more of a sentiment, more of a it sort of changes the vibe a little bit when you can go after, you know, six and a third and all of a sudden, whoa, there's Hader. It kind of changes that whole scope of feel.
Well, then here's the deal, though. It doesn't when you bring him in a tie ball game.
No.
Now this is twice they've done that.
Yep.
Against this team.
And that's why.
Neither time it's worked.
They've got to get
the offense. If you were wondering.
Right. And they've got to get the offense going, too, to get him in a situation to even have that debate. Even have that consideration to put him in there. A tough one, 799-1250. Jeff, you're next on the fan.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I'm really bummed. Lowe gets his 1,000th, and then, you know, Yelly knocks him in with a home run. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's jacked, right?
And that was crazy.
Give it right back. The strike zone was bad.
It was all over the place. Yep.
It was bad, but still we need a starter and a closer. We need help in both areas because if we get that, if we go out and commit to that, you know, like Keuchel and Kimbrel, I think the guys, you know, will start hitting. I don't think they're buying into the young, you know, Bucks starting. I just don't think they're buying into it, and it's getting in everyone's head. I'm just so bummed.
Jeff, who'd you go to the game? Did you go to the game tonight, or are you watching on TV?
I watched it. I live right by Miller.
Oh, nice.
Who'd
you watch the game with tonight?
I sat, I play guitar. I was just
sitting here,
jamming and watching the game. And
Jeff, you celebrating the holiday tomorrow?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Jeff, you're my man, all right?
Yeah, lay off the A minor and E minor. It's too depressing, okay?
Yes, yeah.
Strum away, my man, all right?
Yeah, just stick with the major
chords.
Good
vibes as always,
bro. Go with the little blues number.
Hit me some Wailers tomorrow.
A, D, E. You got your guitar handy?
Yeah.
Okay, play me some blues. Ready to go? You got your acoustic or electric?
I got my electric.
All right, rev that thing up. What you got, Jeff? You better bring it, too.
I got a Bluetooth, so I don't know if you're
going to here we go. All right. Call us next time. Have that thing ready to go.
I will. All right.
All right, Jeff.
Guys.
Enjoy the holiday tomorrow.
Post-game idol. Yeah. Jeff, do you have, extra $30 million? Because that's about what it's going to cost you for both these guys. Thanks, Jeff. Call us back when you can fire that thing up.
I don't think he's got that.
No, well, I figure guitar player, maybe he's a big rock star or something. $30 million, he could float to Adonacio. Go ahead and sign Keuchel.
Was Jeff working on Eastern time celebrating the holiday? Is fired up at 11, or what was the deal there?
could be.
Goodness gracious.
Hey. All right. Let's go to David leaving Miller Park. Dave, you're
Hello,
on the
Dave.
Fan. What do they need right now?
No.
I'm not saying go crazy, but just right now, what is the biggest need in your mind?
First of all, I want to say this, Tim. I was sitting behind the plate, and not only did Hader not have it, I don't know how many times he got to 96 or 97. Every time I looked up, he was throwing 93 and 94.
I don't know about that.
They were. Because after every pitch, they got the MPH on the scoreboard, and I'm looking up at the scoreboard. He was throwing 93 mile an hour fastballs today, so that worries me more than anything else. And I hope it's just an aberration. Maybe he just didn't have it, and nothing was working for him today. But I mean, they were fouling off everything.
They were all night long. They've been all series long. Even last weekend in LA, they did the same thing. These guys, you talk about Mike Schilt making the comment about Christian Yelich being psychic. I think it's more prevalent with this Dodgers lineup that it seems like they're psychic and they know what's coming, or at least have an idea what's coming. I can't tell you. You watched the game. How many battles they were in?
Too many to count.
So what is
a good answer?
It wasn't just Hader they were falling off. They were falling off everybody.
Everybody. That's what I'm
but
saying.
Here's my answer to your question.
Here we go.
I don't know
go
if
on.
You're gonna like this. I don't think they did themselves any good before the season even started. If something ain't broke, you don't fix it. You don't tinker with it. Look at what happened. Look at their bullpen toward the end of the year. Who was in there? Woodruff, Burns, Hader. I mean, they went through almost the whole year last year without Corey Knebel. And they were just smoking people. And now he takes the guys, maybe take one of them and put them in as a starter. But don't take all of them in and put them in as starters. And so the bullpen is... The bullpen is completely different from what it was last year. So they tinkered with that by taking these guys and putting them in as starters. Who knows if they were ready or not? But they were sure killing it when they were in the bullpen. So find yourself some starters and leave the guys that are dominating the last four innings of the game in a bullpen.
Gotcha. All right, Dave, thanks for the call.
Sure.
799-1250. A lot of changes. A lot of changes.
A lot of them.
And
for a team that won 96 games, a lot of changes.
There were. Not only just on the field, but in the coaching staff as well. So if you want to go there, I mean, changes are changes, and you got to roll with the changes. But I could see where he's coming from. I would have held one veteran starter. And in a way, that is Chase Anderson. So he is kind of protecting you right now. That covers one. But as Billy said in the first segment, you know, you had an unfortunate incident that two of these three go away at the same time. One due to lack of production, the other due to
injury.
It
just feels like the air is just getting sucked out of this building right now.
Yeah, well, that's...
Goodness gracious.
That's what you do when we hang
Man.
On every pitch. I still think there is enough talent in this bullpen to be very good, but it has to be based around Josh Hader, not in front of Josh Hader, around Josh Hader, both sides, before Josh, Josh, and after Josh. That, to me, is where they need to get to. And I think that's where they want to be. How many times did we last year have the conversation on this show that this bullpen is the best when Corey Knebel is closing?
I think 66.
A ton. And who just put insert name there as the closer, whoever it is. I don't care who it is. But deploy Josh Hader as a big-time weapon that he is. And they're trying, man. They really are.
You think Derek Turnbow's available? What about Dan Kolb?
Let's see. You can email live at 1057fmthefan.com in the Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. This one from Mark says, they need a rebuild. Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Let's go to Vincent, our buddy in California.
Man,
Vincent,
Mark,
you better bring something happy today.
Hey, what's up, man? A rebuild.
What's up, man? What's going on, Vincent?
That guy must be smoking something more than I'm smoking something.
Seriously, right? Yeah, man, that dude's blazing a fat one up.
Hey, I'm going to keep it real, y'all. I mean, I was mad at first. My first thought was like, Josh Hader, you got to get the damn job done. But you got to put it this way. Maybe it's a mental thing. Because remember, the game was tied 2-2. So you know how, remember back in the last season, was put Josh Hader in only when we're winning, only when you up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it could be a thing, but you know, to me, I ain't gonna go soft on Hader. Hader, you gotta get it done, man. You gotta get it out of there, man. I was watching, listening to the game, disappointed when that happened. But y'all still what, second place? I think the Pirates are in first place for some weird reason.
I think so.
Yep. Yeah, the Pirates are for on percentage points, but they're done, man. We're coming after.
Riding the arm of Jordan Lyles.
Hey, man, it's sometimes the beginning of the season. That's what I got to say.
That's your boy, Vincent.
Don't Jordan Lyles from San Diego Padres.
Yeah, that's your boy. Him.
Yes,
that's your boy over there.
But, hey, do not give up, man. It's frustrating. That's what the beginning of the season is, man. Believe my Angels, I think we losing tonight. My Giants lost. So it's like, and then y'all lose. Oh, come on. But you got to keep your head up, man.
Well, what do you think they need? What do you think the need is?
This is a drastic thing. We need a damn closer. Knebel went out.
Sweet.
He was your closer. So this is my drastic thing. Put Freddy Peralta as a closer. If you have lead, right? It's not the beginning
K-Rod
of the game.
K-Rod style.
Put Freddy Peralta as a closer. He got those two pitches. I barely came up with that right now when everybody was talking. So that's what I'm going with, man. Drastically. If you want no drastic thing, just let it go.
That
you
would
know
be.
I mean? Yelich is doing his thing. You know, he got his home run, but Thames finally showed up. But one last thing. Travis Shaw, man. What is Travis Shaw doing? Where is he at? Is he lost in my cigar?
21 will be all right. He'll be all right. You hang with him.
With him?
That's true.
With him.
With him for a little bit more. If not, I'm going to just sub him out, put him on a bench and make him be a
I wanted him to bunt tonight. Are you kidding me? All right, I got to go.
Take it easy, brother.
See you, Vince. 799-1250. I did. Move the runner over. Yeah. Tie ball game. Mm-hmm. Lead off man on, Travis Shaw right there. Just lay it down, man. Move him over. Team ball. That a baby. Right? No?
Whatever you say, dude.
Let him. Let him hit his way out of it. These guys are going to come out of it. They will. It's just painful going through it. That's we just got to deal with it. It's painful going through it. It's happening with multiple guys. It is. And they'll get
I'm
through
sad.
It. I'm sad. It's a game two loss to the Dodgers here. Mark, yeah, the rebuild. That comment didn't fly over real well. That's not
Mark,
what they need.
Mark, go home. You're drunk.
That's
all right?
It's not
go
what they
home.
Need.
No one wants to hear from you, Mark.
Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Tim and Towson, what do the Brewers need right now? I'm going to say a win, some health, and a closer in that order. Does that sound okay? What do you think? We'll be back on The Fan.
Was it a moonshot or a big line drive? Let's get today's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Yeah, where's the need here through a 12-9 mark? Still decent, and maneuvering your way through this gauntlet of 13 straight against the Cardinals and Dodgers. 799-1250, Wrench and Go drive of the game. When things were happy times back about 25 after 7 earlier tonight. Chacin gets out of the first inning, putting up a zero. Lorenzo Cain with career hit number 1,000 and wrench and go drive of the game. It set the table for Christian Yelich.
And a fly ball. Deep right field. Yelich, number 11.
All right, there it is on Fox Sports Wisconsin as the Brewers fall.
That was a happy time.
It was.
Brewers were up 2-0. You and I had a pizza on the way.
Pizza was
Oh man, it was really
dynamite.
Good.
Everything was a great baseball game till things happened there in the
crushed
seventh,
red pepper on that thing.
In eighth inning, some pepperoni. It was just good. It was a rare can of Mountain Dew. It was some coffee.
That's not rare for you. You slam one of those daily. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah, I've been falling back into that habit.
You're hitting why don't you just, have you ever shotgunned anything? Like Ben Gamel is shotgunning the Red Bull?
I tried a beer once.
Wait, you tried?
I tried
to shotgun a beer?
I tried to, and I made it, I don't know, maybe a third of it.
Oh, my gosh.
A third of it before things went south. I'm going to try again. I'm okay to try again.
I have never been so disappointed in that. You said you tried to shotgun a beer?
I did. Ask my son. He'll tell you.
I'll give you an A for effort.
He'll tell you. Ryan in Kenosha, you're next on the
Fan.
Try and make some sense out of this.
I'll try. Number one, obviously the schedule has been daunting in the first month or so. So I think there's greener pastures ahead with the schedule. Eventually get to play some easier teams other than the frickin' NL champs. And, you know, people think that, you know, the Dodgers just are going to lay over for us. They're the defending NL champs. They're not, and they know what this series means. It means something to them. We took 2 of 3. Now these guys are locked in. That lineup is, like you said before, that lineup is just unbelievable. Kike Hernandez is coming off the bench, and Hader made a mistake. He didn't look very good all night, in my opinion, and neither did Chacin. Can't walk the leadoff guy and expect good things to happen in any aspect. And Chacin went, what, 4 innings? That's unacceptable from the starting staff, so... Number one, I agree with you. We need a win. Once we get a win, people will feel better. But, my God, can Jesus Aguilar and Travis Shaw pick it up? We need our guys who got us there last year, we need to rely on them. We can't go out and make drastic changes because we got this lineup 1 through 8 that we thought was going to be amazing. And outside of Yelich and Grandal and a little bit of Kane, everyone has sucked. Like, step up. My God, Aaron Perez is pushing the lineup because everyone else can't hit. That's what it comes down to. The guys who got us there last year and the guys who you're going to rely on for years on years, they got to do their job. So my only concern really with those guys that aren't doing their job in the lineup is I think Aguilar, with him being a flash in the pan last year, gives me some concern about him because he's a bigger guy. He relies a lot on the home run, but he was he's a contact hitter last year. He'd go the other way with the ball. He'd take his walks. Brawny, too. We need our offense to step up. And then, yeah, obviously Keuchel and Kimbrel would help a lot. But we got to stop wishing for this thing because year after year the bullpen is going to change. And that's just the nature of the game. Everyone's saying put Freddy Peralta and Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff back out there. Who are we going to start? What are you talking about? We don't have starters waiting on deck. Jimmy Nelson's a ways away. Brent Suter's a ways away. So just hang in there. It's a long season. We're World Series. You got to believe. I appreciate it, Timmy. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
There he goes. Yeah. A flash in the pan for Jesus.
I said I would have traded him in the offseason.
It's quite a flash in the pan, though. I mean, let's face it. I mean, that
really good 4 months.
Really bright flash in the pan.
Big time
and
4 months.
That's why he deserves more time to get back toward that. Hitting is volatile, man. It's sick. It can come and go a little bit. You want to, the essence of baseball is to be more consistent, and you want to flatten the peaks and valleys a little bit. And I think I'm less worried about those three guys offensively than I am with other aspects of this team. Does that sound fair?
Yeah,
I think I'm all right with the offense.
That sounds nice.
It's the offense. Sam Schmitz is here. Sam, where are we going, buddy?
Bill and Iron River's up next.
There you go. Iron River Bill. What's happening, Bill?
Hey, Tim. I think I'm kind of going to repeat what the previous caller said.
Oh, man.
I feel like our lineup is... I remember last year, Council said about putting pressure on the opposite team's pitchers, and we're not doing that. Our team is not doing that. Yeah, you've got Yelich and Kane and Grandel, and to some extent Moustakas, but those other guys, man, they're kind of like a walk in the park for those pitchers on the other side. And our guys are struggling through every batter, it seems like. It's really disgusting.
So what do they need? They need those guys to pick it up? That's what you're saying?
Sure they need them to pick it up. Put a little pressure on the other team's pitching staff, and maybe we won't be dealing with these kind of games where Hader comes in and winds up giving up a three-run homer. I know it won't happen very often, but sure is disgusting.
Okay.
That it is. Right. Bill, take it easy, brother.
Yeah.
Bye, Bill.
Bill's a good dude.
Disgusting.
This hasn't gotten brought up because, frankly, I don't think anybody thought of it. But do you think Craig Counsell wishes he would have only used Josh for Bellinger in that seventh inning? Possibly saved him for the rest of this series? Because realistically, he pitches Monday against St. Louis.
How many pitches did he have?
He threw over 30 pitches.
I think he might be a short stint on Sunday, possibly. That's possible, right?
I wouldn't do it.
So he's down for the series now? That's tough. No, I think...
Because that was a high leverage spot. You went and got your dude. That was mano a mano. Top player against top player in the league.
What a battle.
And you lose. You win it. And then you go back and double up, try to go for more, and then you lose.
Yeah, walking David Freese there after you had walked.
That's your boy.
Yeah, after you had walked another guy and set the table for that. Offensively, is it a need to have Grandal in the three hole? It might get there. And Ryan Braun, hey, don't look now, buddy, but you're going to have to take your time in the seven hole, too. When was the last time you batted seventh?
I think reports are in third grade.
So he may have to take some time down there, too. He ain't no different.
Good joke.
He's no different
Good
than
joke.
John Zeus at this
Council
point.
Puts Braun in the seven hole.
I would want to see it.
You're ridiculous.
I need to see it.
You're asking Travis Shaw to bunt. You're saying Braun's going to hit in the seven hole.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. There's your spark of the game.
Putting Ryan Braun in the seventh hole, yeah.
With current
the spark
electric.
To Craig Counsell's office when Ryan Braun burns it with kerosene. Are you kidding me? Good joke. So, he would be so mad.
So five is the lowest you got him?
That's the lowest I can remember.
No, but that's what you would do now. Five is like the lowest he goes.
Yeah, probably the lowest he goes.
All right.
There's a certain amount of respect you got to do to that. There was a stat that came across on Twitter here. Some guy said, Christian Yelich on the road is like a glorified Chris Davis. His OPS on the road is like 705. He's got like two RBIs. Okay, well, those stats are a little bit skewed. They've played, what, nine road games? And
yes.
He had two hits in L.A. Okay,
Cincinnati,
cool.
L.A., and Anaheim. Yep. 799,
12. Because he's hitting 11 home runs at Miller Park. Guy is just raking.
Correction of the game. Here's mine.
Let me hear it.
With Milwaukee County House of Correction.
Hopefully I don't have to go in there.
It's not the... Yes. You know things were bad then. It's not hitting Braun in the seventh hole. That wouldn't have been the correction I made.
That wouldn't have been the correction.
No. I believe that the 0-2 pitch to Hernandez was the wrong call. I would have thrown the slider there. I would not have gone high fastball. I would have thrown the slider, just buried one a little bit. That's what I'd have done right there. There's my correction. You got one?
No, I would just correct yours. I don't believe that. I believe, but this is the difference between you and I philosophically wise. You want to go with the jump, like you want to set up your bread and butter to then surprise somebody with an off-speed. Surprise somebody with something that they're not looking for. I'm looking to do it mano a mano. I'm looking to go and beat this dude down because I am the best in the game. There's a certain amount of dominance that Josh sure. Hader believes he has. That pitch was if that pitch is an inch more up in the zone, Kike Hernandez either swings right through it or pops it straight
up. Or pops it up. Now, I'll
Hader's bolster. Like the big bully when you're playing like youth baseball, where all the dads are like total. You know, the harder you get a hold of that thing, when he's throwing it that hard, you get a hold of that thing,
the farther
and that thing
it goes.
Is going to go so far. The farther it goes, the faster it comes in. Like, all you got to do is catch up to it and locate it. It's just that tough to locate it.
I'll even
guess right.
Bolster your argument on your correction. If you look at what Dave Roberts did with Baez against Moose, Moose is fouling off. Moose is battling up there, and it's a major battle. And it's all changeups. Roberts went out there and said, "You two, what the hell are you doing? Go with your fastball here and take this guy down." And Baez has got a good one. He's a good pitcher. He really is. He's a very underrated pitcher. So I guess, yeah, maybe I stand corrected on the correction of the game with Milwaukee County House of Correction.
Well, no, I mean, that's your opinion, though. You were saying it right away.
Throw him the slider in the dirt.
Yeah, no, I'm going right at him, especially when I know that I'm one of the best in the game.
And at that point, 34 pitches, by the way, for Josh Hader tonight would be an outside shot on Sunday, but you're probably looking at St. Louis on Monday. And still to this day, we're going to hear from Craig Council coming up. Still to this time, no announced starter for Monday. We'll see how the games shake out. Not to sound like Craig Council or anything like that, but we'll see how the games shake out. I would suspect they'll announce Chase Anderson. Let's find out. Next here, Baby Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. A little update on the Admirals as well after the break. They're in the playoffs, and we got a little schedule action that Billy will tell you about. Tickets are available. There's some home dates coming up.
Yes, sir. Thursday, Friday, and if necessary, in game 5 of the first round of the Calder Cup playoffs. Those are all at MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. 3, 4, and 5 will be at UW Panther Arena. And I will be there starting on Thursday, this Thursday. Get out there. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. Brewers fall 5-3. You're listening to The Fan.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. Here's the scoop from the skipper on the only station Brewers fans need before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, like I said last night, I'm beginning to really hate the Dodgers. Respect them from a baseball standpoint, but not liking them at all. That's just, that's tough. The Brewers fall 5-3 tonight, game 2 of this 4-game set. Gonna have to bounce back tomorrow in a game 3 victory and give you and me and everybody just a little different outlook. You know, set yourself up for the split. I mean, think about that. Get a victory tomorrow. Set yourself up for the split on Sunday. That'd turn things all the way around. But you're gonna have to start hitting the baseball. The pitching, again, overall, I don't think it's that bad. Really don't. The pitching has been doing what they can do, especially the bullpen. Again, the bullpen's got to fill a bunch of innings tonight. But, you know, you're going to have to score more than 2 or 3 runs a game against a Dodger team like this. Who's hot? Who's not? Brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashion since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com. Who's not, just in this outing, hate to do it to you, Josh. Love you, buddy. But, yeah, you've had better days, obviously. And the Brewers overall have lost 3 straight. They are not Christian Yelich hot. 11 homers, 29 knocked in, a franchise mark in the RBI category. And I was wondering, what's the record for most homers in the month of March, April?
I believe it's 11 that he just tied with Eric Thames.
Yeah, for the team.
For the team.
What about the major league record? I'm going to guess like 14, 15. I mean, he's got a shot at the major league mark, guys. I'm going to say it's 15. I should have checked during the break there, but Evan Mark Heffelfinger, That's his real name. You're going to make us feel better, and I'll tell you why. Well, you're going to tell us why we're going to feel better. You got a new tattoo this week.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, and what? Tell us what the tattoo says.
It says, everything's going to be fine.
Everything's going to be fine?
Yep.
Like a song, everything's going to be fine?
Yeah, it's a song lyric, yeah.
What song is it?
Josie by Blink-182.
Okay. Maybe that's the first nomination for a 2019 championship season theme song?
Maybe. I don't know if our demographic would like it very much because they're not 22-year-old college kids.
Everything's going to be fine. See, I feel better now. Chill out. Everything's going to be fine here. Brewers are 12-9 after the 5-3 loss. You thinking 15 homers is the record? I mean, it is only April 19th. A-Rod and Pujols share that record with 14.
That's for the month of April. They've never really started playing these games in the month of March, though.
Right.
But so that's why this is so skewed.
It is skewed. I agree with you. It is skewed. However, being it only the 19th, he has a chance to break that record just based on the number of games. So how many home runs did he hit in March?
He had 4.
Yeah, so he's going to have to really come on then. He's at 11. He's got to hit 8 homers in the next, 10 games?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know if that'll happen.
Still feeling good about that?
No. But let's go with the March/April record.
Okay.
The first month of the season.
There you go. So now he's got to hit 5, and then you can call that. Then we can call that a record.
Call it a major league record.
What a baby record that would be. What a fake record that would be.
No, we'll take it.
This record's all fake news. Let me tell you this right now. It's fake news. It's a huge fake story.
No, it's
not
amazing.
Even a record. This man thinks that this is a record. It's not even a record. I've had record-breaking people work for me. Lots of record-breaking people. None of them make up records like that.
Al, on the north side, you're on the fan.
Is this Al? It's me?
Yeah, it's you.
Al! What's up, dude?
I think I can agree with Cameron. We just got to remain patient. It's so early in the year. Let's just enjoy where we're at and hope that we got to hope and trust in the organization. We're gonna be fine.
Everything's going to be fine.
I was at the game tonight. I absorbed a loss, you know. First one in a minute. This is my first game of the year. My first loss in 8 games, but.
Okay.
Wow. First loss in 8 games.
Nobody's perfect, so.
Not a bad record.
I heard somebody tell me that one time. She said, nobody's perfect. You got to work it.
Have you ever heard the song, Everything's Gonna Be Fine?
I was hoping that's my the reason for calling. I was like, play the song so we can hear it and see if this should be the theme song of the year. Let's hear it. Play it on the air and let's hear it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Al.
Why'd you do that to me, man?
Yep.
Sorry, man.
Okay.
I love you, though.
I appreciate that, Al. Hey, take it easy, man, all right? Have a good night.
Are you going to step up in fantasy this year? Who's going to replace Rami in the fantasy show?
In the
fantasy show?
Don't know.
Fantasy football show.
I don't know.
I didn't build that into my contract. We'll talk later. Thanks.
You want a talent fee for that? Maybe. It is Sunday morning. It's 10 to noon.
Yeah, and like, we'll talk.
Yeah.
There's like a couple of things that I really, really enjoy. Laying around hungover waiting for football to come on is one of those things.
Me too. I was addicted.
Sorry, bud.
In doing this show for over a decade now, that fantasy show, 10 to noon on Sundays. Yeah, it was a life changer on Sunday mornings. It was.
Right? Like, I mean, half the fun is you sit there and you see, like, the countdown clock for Red Zone. It's like 8 yep. minutes and 36 seconds, 8 minutes, 35 seconds.
Then you're making changes in your
fees, the shredded chicken you're pouring on there,
yeah,
throwing that thing in the microwave for like 4 minutes.
And in the month of September, we're here all day, so we got fantasy and then Brewers and the whole deal.
Man.
We'll have Pennant Race Baseball at that time as well, coming up this September. So
not if they keep playing like this.
We'll look around for that song. I mean, I don't know if we can find it. Maybe they have something like the internet.
I'm not looking for it right now. Yeah. It's not. It's a little bit one of those that I think I'm going to have to do some researching.
Heffelbanger, is there swearing in that song?
No, there isn't.
Okay, there was just a lot of loud noises when I first
heard it seemed like
real quick.
It's pretty loud and fast.
Is it like a Jeff Orlowski style?
No, it's not like a heavy metal. Like,
okay, I didn't think Blink 182 was rocking that kind of.
It's like a mid 90s skate punk kind of song.
Were you a Tony Hawk Pro Skater
player?
Absolutely. Is that where you found this song from?
Found the band, yeah.
Okay, Tim, you have no idea what we're talking about, do you?
No.
Video game.
Okay.
That's those things where the kids have in their hand and their thumbs move back and forth.
I do have a skateboard deck. Do you know what that, like
the little
skateboard? No. Big.
Oh.
Like that big sign by him.
By Tony Hawk?
Yeah.
Wow. Look at you.
It's just laying on a shelf.
That's cool.
Basement.
That's cooler than any of those baseball cards you have. I can tell you that much
now. No, that's you. That's a correction of the game. No, it's not. Let's hear from Craig Council, see if he's got some news on who's going to start tomorrow.
They hit a bunch of foul balls that kept at bats alive, and but that's a pitch in a spot where Josh is pretty good at, really, really good at. So give Hernandez credit.
And that was the first 0-2 home run he'd given up. I mean, does that just speak to how lights out he's been?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think Josh has been lights out for sure. And like I said, I mean, this is, you know, when you put the pitch where you want it, and, you know, maybe, I guess, a little too, maybe above the zone, but we're nitpicking a little bit. I would just, like I said, give Hernandez credit.
The second of the walks in the inning, there were a couple of pitches that were pretty close. Did that stand out to you guys in the dugout as him getting squeezed a little bit on freeze?
I don't know.
Didn't stand out.
Well, yeah, I mean, the strike zone in general was, yeah, I mean, it wasn't the best night.
What about the previous inning where Junior and then Hader coming in, base Bellinger, bases loaded, just to...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we got in a jam there, and there was one spot for Josh there, and that was bases loaded for Bellinger, and... So we were hoping Alex and Junior get through the inning or some combination of it, but, you know, they put together some good at-bats. Junior got a huge strikeout on Turner, and so it was, you know, the game was on the line. I thought it was the right spot for Josh, and, he did his job for sure. I felt really good. I thought that the eighth inning for Josh was the inning. It was going to be a tough inning. It's the second inning. There's a bunch of right-handers. I felt really good about us scoring the following inning, but, give Hernandez credit.
When you come through a big moment like that and then they have a really deliberate pitcher like Pedro Baez, can that have any sort of tangible effect on the pitcher or your batters, that things are just moving so slowly?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Josh has been through that. All our guys have been through that. So nothing. I mean, that wasn't that big a deal. I didn't see that. I mean, Josh has had to sit around for pitching changes before, for sure.
In that inning, the Moustakas at bat was a...
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a really good at bat. He didn't. Baez made some pretty good pitches, really. I mean, he fouled off. I thought Moose fouled off some good changeups. Fouled off a bunch of fastballs, and then he did, but he never gave him that pitch to hit, really. He never left one kind of a little more down in the strike zone. He kept getting up in the strike zone.
How would you assess your offense right now, Craig? It's a lot of Yelich, and you got the Thames homer tonight, but
it's been a couple days where we haven't put a bunch of runs on the board. That's going to happen. I think we've faced some pretty good pitching, and you know, we got a couple of guys that aren't quite on it, but we're going to be fine offensively. We're going to score a bunch of runs, and I'm confident in that. We're going to face some teams. This is a good baseball team with good pitching and good offense, and you got to do a lot of things well to beat them.
What's the plan for tomorrow?
Chase Anderson will start tomorrow.
Are you in good shape outside of him with Josh?
No, we're in really good shape, actually.
Pitching is nearly everything in baseball, but it doesn't always go as planned. Let's see who got lit up tonight. Sponsored by Heiser Automotive. Today's your day. Online at Heiser.com.
5-3 final. You just heard from Craig Counsell right there, and he's right. I agree with him on a number of issues he just discussed, and that is that Dodger team's good baseball team. You got to do things good to beat them. Number two, the offense is going to score some runs. That is the most patient I have been in a while. Sometimes there needs to be a little bit of a spark in that. In other words, maybe a big three-run home run in the eighth inning that kind of gets you going a little bit. Oh, the other guys did that tonight. Sorry. No, but you know what I'm saying. It's a 5-for-5 night for somebody, anybody. It doesn't have to be Yelich. It could be anybody in this lineup. Something to spark them. I'm pretty confident in that. And then you get Chase Anderson starting tomorrow. They're in good shape in the bullpen. I would agree with that, but that depends on Chase Anderson. If Chase Anderson blows up for 4 or 5 runs through an inning and a third, they're not in that good of shape. So that statement there from Craig, it comes with a caveat there, and it's all about Chase Anderson's early success tomorrow, 6-10 at Miller Park for Game 3, who got lit up. It's unfortunate that you give up some runs occasionally, and occasionally it's going to have a game-turning sort of deal. And that's Josh Hader. He kind of got lit up tonight through his innings worth of work, a couple of walks and 3, count them, 1, 2, 3 earned runs given up for Josh Hader, and who got lit up, brought to you by Heiser Automotive. 799-1250, just a couple of minutes left here if you want to jump in here. Baby Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey here on The Fan.
Which player is ready for the bigs? What will the next series bring for the crew? Time for some forward thinking, sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way forward at FFPWI.com.
Little forward thinking with our friends at Forward Financial Partners, FFPWI.com. As the Brewers fall 5-3 in Game 2 of this 4-game set against the Dodgers at Miller Park tomorrow. On deck show, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin gets underway tomorrow at 5. And after the last pitch, you make the switch as we do a little forward thinking about tomorrow night's show, which will be, well, on Facebook Live.
Your favorite.
Different platform. Yep. Well, if you want to put a face to the voice or voices, then you can tune into Facebook Live tomorrow for this show. And I always enjoy that.
You really do. I think you enjoy Facebook Live almost more than Post Game Meets the Big Show.
Yeah. Yeah. But that, I think, ooh, that'd be a tough choice. That would be a tough
right?
choice.
Right? Like, if you had to do this show every time,
oh, man.
Either with us Big Show boys or on Facebook Live.
Oh, man. As much as I
think you'd go sell insurance.
Right. I'd quit the business. But we're going to be, do we announce where we're going to be, or are we still think that's not 100% sure, but
that's your call.
It's going to be at a weird location.
Yeah, different. Definitely a different location than we're usually doing this show.
It'll be different. So after the last pitch, you make the switch. Baby Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey.
But it's still going to be a great show. I mean, that's the thing. Like, don't expect us not to do a good show. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of fun.
We're out bird watching.
Hopefully not
tomorrow.
Too much fun.
Stargazing. That's what we'll be doing.
Is that what they used to call it back in the 60s or 70s when you go to the drive-in with your girlfriend?
No, we called it...
Mom, we're going to go stargazing.
No, we
that,
called it...
for sure.
Headed down by the lake to watch the submarine races. There's sort of two meanings in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, which submarines are we talking about?
And tomorrow...
Happy holidays, everybody, by the way, as we're 13 minutes in.
The annual 420 date has hit us. And so we'll have a little on that for you, Facebook Live, tomorrow as well. Just a little.
Just a little taster.
A little taster
of some.
Yes. All right, Sam Schmitz, nice job. Thanks, I guess, to our crew at Miller Park tonight for a job well done, I think.
They did something.
Yes, they were there. Heffelfinger, I love your new tattoo. Everything's going to be fine. I like that slogan. I do.
I'm shocked. Mr. Sunshine and Rainbows likes that everything's going to be fine.
I know. It's a little different for me.
Yeah, study.
All right.
Smile, everybody. Yeah, everything's going
to
be all right.
Everything is going to be fine. Yes, we'll talk to you tomorrow on Facebook Live. Go Bucks, go Brewers, big day of sports in the state of Wisconsin, city of Milwaukee, and smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.